Today's learning experience, Lily Nishma's time, Luther from Shah, Yamashra, and then the Ovifka Bas Mashra Israel, Bishkos, which Lime Chaim, Mashim, and Malka, and Brach Basar Malka, Matritz, and Pegadin, and it's just for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we started over here, Simon Reish Mem. We are still in the middle of Sif Aleph, talking about the Hilchot Tznias, Tashra Shamita. So we are holding on, for those inside, on page 304. We are in the middle of the Mishnah Bruro, Sif Katan Vav. So we said, the Mechaber said that a Talmud Chacham is Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. That's meaning Friday night, once a week. Again, like I mentioned, there is all these halachas and has to do with each person's individual situation and the times and how they've changed. But this is what the Gemara told us. And like we mentioned, the Mechaber very much takes this the approach of, I said it was Rabbi Yochanan, but it's Rabbi Yochanan ben Da'avai who said that. Unlike the Chachamim, which argued with Rabbi Yochanan ben Da'avai that we're more lenient in some of these things. So let's see Mechaber Sivav. So Mechaber said, I'm sorry, Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Vav. Tamid Chachamim. What kind of Tamid Chacham are we talking about? So people who are Torasa and Nasa, they learn day and night. Torasa and Nasa, their job is learning Torah. Not somebody who is a Talmud Chacham, but he works all day. This is specifically for somebody who is a Talmud Chacham. Now, Ba'al Yomer Adam, a person should not say, Esa Atzmi K'Talmud Chacham, I want to be like a Talmud Chacham, right? He says you can't go ahead and unilaterally, besides certain times we have this shaila, it's a person have a right to make himself like a Talmud Chacham. We have a law to say a Talmud Chacham should be makbid on something, a machmer on something. Does a person have a right to go ahead and say, oh, I am going to be a Talmud, I am going to treat myself as if I'm a Talmud Chacham? He says, but second of all, over here you have a second person involved, as we explained yesterday. This is something that is a commitment from the husband to the wife, and therefore you can't just go ahead and make this decision, right? So Leima Lafkia in the Shalai Bishusa to say that I am going to follow this more stringent approach of Friday night only because I'm going to make myself like a Talmud Chacham, even though I'm not a Talmud Chacham. Avo Bishusa, if she gives permission, Tavei Olav Bracha, then Kol HaKavod. The Ayin Sham, now that's the Prima Gadim says, Ayin Sham. The question is, are we any of us called a Talmud Chacham? Even somebody who sits and learns day and night, he's in Kail full time, all three Siddurim a day. We know the Gemara gives us a description of what qualifies as a Talmud Chacham. Technically, nobody today, or very few people today, can qualify to be considered what is described as a Talmud Chacham. Now, for this halacha, do we say that a person is described as a Talmud Chacham? We call Makam, it's added. The Kevin Lafia Dar Hu Talmud Chacham, since in this Dar he's considered a Talmud Chacham, the woman we're talking about married him. We're going back to the case, not that somebody decided, but somebody when he got married, his wife knew he was going in for a full time, long term learner. Okay, so she went in of that best. So he was never committed to any greater Chiyuv than what's described in the Gemara. Les Chiyuv Einakim Velel Shabbos Ayin Bialacha. Look into the Be'alotha. Over there, he writes that a person has a right to act as a Talmud Chacham if he learns all the time. However, he says that the advice that he gave to the people living in the city surrounding him was two times in a week not to act like a Talmud Chacham. So the Mechaber said in Leil Shabbos, Yesh kasushu adim rosh chaydish v'yantav, that those who say that that the chiyuv of a Talmud Chacham is not only Leil Shabbos, but also rosh chaydish and in yamin tayvim. L'chayra, however, l'fi atam magen avram and nal basif katan vav, shet sarach lasik b'tayr b'layla, according to the way what the magen avram explained, that the reason it's only Friday night is because the rest of the week he has to learn day and night. And shayach l'chayv rosh chaydish, ayin b'yalach, it doesn't make sense to say that he should that we should add Rosh Chodesh to the Chiyuv. Now the Mishnah Berurah says further: Ela Shamish B'Leil Rishon Shel Pesach. The person should not have Tashmish unless it's Leil Tvila on the first night of Pesach. B'Leil Shavuos, the night of Shavuos. Shnei Yomim Shel Rosh Hashanah, the two nights of Rosh Hashanah. This applies to everyone, not just to Talmid Chachamim. The Leil Shmini Atzeres, the night of Shmini Atzeres, in Loi, the Leil Tefillah, but not it's the night of Tefillah. The night of Tefillah would trump all these things, even on those nights that were just listed. This that we said, that on these nights, Pesach, Rosh Hashanah, Shavuos, Shmini Atzeres, a person should try to stay away from Tashmish, that is somebody who is Yiras Chet. The people who the Yetzirah is telling them is overpowering, and it's very hard for them to resist. Because of that, it causes them to have other averes. They should even on Rosh Hashanah, the Mitzad Adin, the Ikar Alacha in Israel began Kippurim, the Tishavav, Lubayavela, Shaloya, Shalah. The only days that are an absolute Isser, okay, so we have these nights of Pesach, Rosh Hashanah. The only nights that's an absolute Isser is the absolute Isser is on Yom Kippur and Tishavav by night, or Rachman Ulitzan, when somebody is during Tefillah. If a person does during Avela, if a person does have Leil Tefillah on Rosh Hashanah, so then the Leil Tefillah with Trump, as we learn shortly, on the night of that the wife goes to a mikvah, that is a there is a chiyuv. So on a night that that is Tefillah, but if a person does have a Rosh Hashanah, then lechayr would be preferable in the morning. He should go before davening to the mikvah. We'll talk more about that a little bit later. Okay, let's continue when back. Let's go. We'll go back into the mechaber over here. Okay, so we're holding on the second line of the mechaber in Sif Aleph on page 304. V'chol Adam, every person sarach lifka d'si shabat le'et filosa. There's a chiyuv of Aina on the night that the wife goes to the mikvah. If a person is traveling for a certain amount of time, if it's not l'dva mitzvah, is also a chiyuv of ayna before the person travels. Even if his wife is nursing, so there's no ability to be mekayim over here, period of Arabia, he can tell that the wife is desirous of having tashmish. She dresses herself up, so he should be interested. He's in Bechuyev to have Aida. Okay, so let's pause over here for a moment before we go to the next step. Let's see the Shavur Siv Katan Fes. So even though we gave till now that there's a certain amount of times in the week, and there's a certain, you know, depending on your profession, depending on your situation of that she can demand it, right? That's your chiyuv to your wife. But Leil Tefillah is outside of that. Leil Tefillah is always a requirement. Laderach, we say going out and travel, Alan Kamasip Tezvav, we'll get to that in a little bit. Minika, he said if the wife is nursing, right? Salima, Avshe Minika Imu Beres, even though she's nursing or pregnant, and therefore she cannot get pregnant again, Mikomakam Chayav Lepakta, that if she is showing that she is desirous of it, it is a chiyuv on the husband to have the tashmish. Let's see, says the Mishabur Sivkat Yud Aleph, even if it's not, so like we said, the timing that the Chacham gave are the minimum. But if the wife indicates that she is desirous of more, you have to do it. Even if it's not part of the cheshbon. That in these cases where we said that it's above and beyond what's the actual chiyuv, there, the wife, if she wants, she is able to be meichel. So if the husband is traveling and the wife says, I'm not interested, she's essentially being meichel, so then the chiyuv goes away and there is no chiyuv to do it. Okay. Let's go back to the mechaber over here. And this is where we're also going to see the approach that mechaber is taking. When a person is together with his wife, he should not be having in mind that it's for his anah. Again, we said the mechaber is taking this approach of precious. A person who's doing what he's mechuyev to do. Shehu chayev by nasa, because it's a chiyuv in atayra. Lekayim mitzvahs bayra is a mitzvah. Sheyu like banim, aiskim atayra, mekayim mitzvahs yisrael. You should have children that are aiskim atayra. Becheinim es chavim letikon avlad, shebashishcha edashim achroinim yafalai. That time they used to believe that the having relationships with your wife during the last portion of the pregnancy, it would be good for the children. Should that would come out with good skin. Shapadami, it's also appropriate. Now, so the first thing Mechaber tells us that you shouldn't have a mind for Yahanoah at all. However, he says, if you are having a mind, yes, I'm going to have Hanoah from it. But you know why I'm doing it? I'm doing it because this way I'm not going to have stray thoughts. I'm not going to sin. I'm not going to be thinking about other things. He sees that his yetzer is overpowering him. Says the mug, "That's also you get a schar." This goes back to the concept that if everything that you're doing, even when it's hanas olam hazeh, you're doing it in order to do a mitzvah better, in order to prevent yourself from doing an avera. That action, even though there's a personal hana, then it is considered a mitzvah. Ah, says the Mechaber, a greater person would push away his yetzer and conquer it. This idea, and this applies really to most types, my revoy must be a rav. If you starve it, then you're satisfied. If you feed it, then you get hungrier. This happens. This is not just with particular to this particular action, but really in any yetzahara. When and this the more you give into your yetzahara, the more you're desirous of it. On the flip side, the more you starve it, the more satisfied you become, even without it. So what happens if a person is not desirous of it, but he goes ahead dafka and he thinks about it, or he looks at things in order to create the taiva because he wants to have anah? This is the etza of the etzahara. He comes from, he makes something that's a dava heta into his being oven issa. This is what Chacham said. Somebody who intentionally caused himself to become aroused, he should be put into chayim. Okay, so that's sif aleph. Let's go to sif beis. Lo yishta adam b'kaiser, a person shouldn't drink in one cup. The yitanena b'kaisacha and be looking at a different kais. Basically, a person should not be with his wife and be thinking about somebody else. Back then, it was okay to marry two women, and even though they're both of the people that he's having in mind are his wives, you're not allowed to do that. And again, we said, this goes back to the introduction, where we said that Al Pi Kabbalah, there's neshamas created every single time the person is with his wife. And it has to be done by Ahava. So if a person is with his wife and he's thinking about somebody else, he's not having Ahava for his wife. He's having Ahava for somebody else. And that will, chas v'shalom, create neshamas that are not complete. Says the Mishnah Berurah, during the act of the tashmish, she's thinking about somebody else. The says Mechaber Siv Gimel. It says I will select from you those that rebel against me. These are the people who end up being rebellious against the Shem. Hashem. They come from the following things. Bnei Anusa, people who were children of somebody who was forced. It doesn't literally, normally Anusa means raped. Here it doesn't literally mean raped. We'll see in the Shavura. It just means somebody who she was not desirous of it, but the husband forced her or pushed her to get in to do it. Bnei Sinuya, somebody who they're having relationships even though they're angry at each other. Bnei Nidui, somebody who's a chera. Bnei Tmura, somebody who's thinking about somebody else during the action. The name I read this, a wife who says, "I don't want to be your wife. I want a divorce," but they still have relationships. The name Shikris, a child that comes from when the couple was drunk, when they were together. The name Grushas Halev, that the husband has already decided that he's divorcing the woman. The name Arvuvia, those are children that similar to what we had in Sif Beis, those were when the relationships were happening, the husband had other people or the wife had other people in mind. And Bnei Chatzufa, and the children of a woman who is very blunt and very non-appropriate about demanding relationships. So as we'll see, that there is an appropriate way for wife to indicate that she is interested, and for the husband to indicate the same thing. How there's an inappropriate way, and this is what the Gemara says, that children that come out of people that violate these things are the ones that you can have problems, chas v'shalom, with your children. Let's see, Mishabura. Anusa, fila ein anusa, doesn't literally mean that she was raped. Rak she'ena merutza mipnei kashi yeshla alav. She's angry at him. L'chein yifayis v'achkat yivol. That if a person had a fight with his wife, you should first make up, you should first apologize, and then you should have tashmish. Snua, that a hated wife, b'shas tashmish, at the moment. Doesn't mean that you necessarily hate your wife, but if at that moment you're angry at her, then it's problematic. V'afil mi azritzuya, af b'shas snuya shari, but if they, at that point, he pacified her and he apologized, then it's okay. Tamura afilish dayim nashim kagunsh nistav and lezayim and nistav and lecheris. So b'nei tamura, I said, is that he's thinking about somebody. That's not thinking about somebody else. B'nei tamura is that he thought he was going to be with one wife and really he was with the other wife. My red asks somebody who rebels. The amr loybinu lecholabal. I don't want you as a husband, she says. Alpha pikenu mishamajima. Still, they have tashmish. Alpha pishahim erutzal ebishas tashmish. Even if they both desirous of it, but they have no interest in staying married, they can end up with children that have these problems. Shikris, who ahi of either shikara of either him or her were drunk. We're talking about somebody who's legitimately drunk, not somebody who just had a little bit a glass of wine. Okay, we still have a couple more that we have to describe, but we'll running overtime, so it's a shame. We will continue tomorrow. Shkoyach.